guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic. It's great to be back. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and this is my co-host,
Graham K.
Yes, you can probably tell we are doing this remotely. Graham is still on the road. He's killing it up in Canada, making those loonies. Is it loonies? What's the Canadian money? Is it loons?
Well, it's a dollar. It's a Canadian dollar, but our slang is loonies. Some Americans think that we actually call it loonies. And the reason why it's a loonie is because there's just a picture of a loon, which is a bird, on the dollar. So we call it. Yeah, it's so funny. Like, it's so Canadian. It's got a loon, which is like some bird, and so we call it a loonie. And then the $2 coin has a bear on it.
Ooh.
And it's called not a berry, but a toonie.
A play on word for two? Is that what that is?
Yeah. Instead of loony, it's a toonie. I remember when I was like ninth grade for you American listeners.
All of them, but go ahead.
Yeah. No, some Aussie listeners
Canada.
And stuff.
We're huge in Canada. No, go ahead.
We got some Brit and Aussie listeners.
And Norwegian lady. We got a few things going on. Go ahead.
But anyway, I remember when it came out in like grade 9 and I was like, I was trying to start berry. I was like, I'll pay with two berries. People were like, what?
I like how you're trying to change the slang for the whole country and you're like 10. Love it.
Well, it just came out. It was open season on what it was going to be.
That's a good point. Could have been anything.
Yeah. But toonie, because Canadians are like naturally funny.
They like puns?
It's not even a pun. It's just, it's stupidly funny, so
there are a lot. A lot of Canadian comedians. I think it's because there's a little bit of distance from the States, mm-hmm. So you can see it a little clearly from the outside.
Yeah.
Well, I should jump in and explain. This is Comedian's Guide to Autism. We get a little derailed sometimes, but this is two comedians who have autistic loved ones who have autism, however you want to say it, and we just talk about it a little bit. This is not science, and we are not. Your priest. We're just two idiots figuring it out. We almost call it Two Idiots Guide to Autism, which could be misconstrued.
Yes. Could have been offensive.
For all the right reasons.
Yeah. Anyway, Kirk Smith has an autistic son who's 18 now or 17 still.
Man. He's 18. Yeah, he's an adult.
Wow.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
And I have an autistic brother who is 33 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's it. Yeah, this is our podcast.
So this is what we do.
See you later. Next episode.
This is a short one this week, guys. I'll start the intro, outro music all at once. We have three little segments. Usually our first segment is our week in review. And we've got a doozy this week because through the miracles of technology, we recorded a few in the bank so we could take some of their holidays off. But we haven't talked in a little while. It's been since before Christmas, really.
Yeah, now it's after Christmas. It's like the mid-January we're talking.
This is it. Trump's becoming president tomorrow. Hard to believe. We should leave the politics off the table, actually. And opened a can of worms there. I, for my week in review, I went to Europe for... My son lives in Sweden, as our longtime listeners might know. And so I flew over to Sweden, rented a car, and this is so stupid, but I drove from Sweden down to Bayreuth, basically, which is like 25 hours in the car in Germany. And it's on the Czech border. And now, and when I looked at it on a map, I'm like, oh, this isn't that far. It's like 2 inches. Which is always
this is like the third time you've done that. Every time you go over there, you're like, well, just drive. And like, it's like you don't understand. It's like you don't understand how maps work.
No, but it looks like 2 inches. It looks like a big tree and a couple cities. And so it's it looks totally, totally drivable.
You did this last time and you said I'd never do it again.
Now, I think what I said in fairness is I said when the drive was coming up, I said, I'm regretting it. I'm never going to do it again. But now it's done. So it was long, though. It was very, very long. And so it was me and my son's a mom and my son. And we drove all the way through Sweden, Denmark, and most of Germany. It was long, dude.
Why'd you go all the way to Germany?
My sister and her husband are stationed over there at an army base, and our family got together, the whole family. So, my immediate family. So 20 people, 25 people, all my brothers and sisters and parents and their mm-hmm. kids. And
that's good.
My brothers, my nephews and nieces. And it was good. You know, it's always complicated as you get older, interactions with family. And so I was...
You think it gets more complicated?
I think there's a weird... Okay, so I think at the beginning it's kind of easy. And then there's a weird transition part where it's complicated from like 20 to 40. And then after that, everybody starts to care less, I think. But yeah, I think it's complicated. Like me and my brothers and sister all have kids. And we all have completely different styles of raising your kids. And so it's like there's a whole thing about like, his kid's not doing this. And his kids, mm-hmm. you know, they're too soft on his kids. Or he's too hard on his kids. And so... You know, and strong personalities too. Everybody has strong personalities in my family.
I'm when you tell me about that trip, the first thing that jumps out to me is how is your son in the car for that long trip? How long was the trip? How long was the car ride?
25 hours, dude.
So what's that? 3 days driving or 2 days?
3 days. Well, on the way down we did it in two, like idiots. But on the way back we did three.
God,
it was long. I mean,
That must have been really hard on him. How was he? Like,
he was good. I mean, he really likes riding the car. He's always like, we rented kind of a Volvo, a good sized Volvo, and he's like sitting in the back and always looking forward out the front window like it's TV or something. And
he likes the front seat?
No. He just always looking forward out the window, just taking in the sights. He's always just looking. Right. He's paying attention. He's looking at what cars are passing. He likes it.
Cool.
And he does have two or three devices going at once. He's got an old phone, he's got an iPad, and he's got a laptop until it dies.
Well, he's a millennial.
So yeah, he needs a multitask.
Autism be damned, he's still a millennial.
He's tweeting away in the back.
He can't help it. Snapchatting back there.
Well, the funny thing is nowadays there's a, there's data roaming or whatever. So my ex had data roaming her phone, and then it was included in our plan, my plan too here. So he was, as long as he has his YouTube, he was like, we're using our phones as hotspots.
Mm-hmm.
And then, one dies, you back it up and charge and stuff. And I brought over all this, I brought over some battery packs and I brought over one of the pass. And so he was doing good back there. That part was surprisingly good. He really enjoyed it. I was shocked how much he enjoyed it. Now, on the way down, we stopped in Hamburg, Germany, because I had some mm-hmm. wacky points thing. I'm always doing this points and miles hustle.
And, yes, you are. You're the king of that.
So we had a Holiday Inn for like $30 or whatever it was, $40. And he did not sleep. So that was exciting. He slept like 2 hours or something. He was too excited. He was all riled up. So because he likes his routine. And so, yeah.
Which means you guys didn't sleep.
Right. So it's loud. Well, his mom stayed up with him most of the time because I drove... She doesn't have her license expired. So I had to drive the whole day. So I drove 16 hours that day. I was done. And I had to drive 8 hours the next day. So I was like, I slept like 5 hours. So I slept a little longer. But
that's not enough.
No, it's not enough.
Not enough for you. You're like me.
I need my 8 hours.
Kirk and I both need a solid 9 hours.
This is inflation. It used to be
I am not an 8 hour person. Everyone's like 8 hours. I'm like, no, I'm a 9 hour guy.
I've gotten it down to eight. I think it's because I'm older. I'm older than you. I'm like 10 years or whatever. I'm older than you. So wait till you get to my age, young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
So that was good. And that was good. It was good. It was weird. It wasn't weird. It was a lot harder than I thought. And it was a lot.
Sounds like it was easier than you thought.
That part was the autism part was easy. Just the physical part of driving was hard. It was long.
Oh, it was all mistakes you've made.
Well, there's a few problems. Okay, there's four ferry rides, right? Two and two, which he loved. Like, because you get out of the car, you go up on the top of the ferry, and there's like little snacks.
Ooh,
and he gets the sea air. And Denmark to Sweden, it's $200. There's like all these things that I didn't plan on, like $250 or something. So it's like, we could have flown. Like I thought I'll be a little bit cheaper. And I just was afraid he'd have a meltdown at the airport. We get kicked off a plane or so. Yeah.
That's a real factor. I mean, we've talked about that in the past, going on the plane. He doesn't like the plane, huh?
He does until he doesn't mind the plane if things go smoothly. But it's like if somebody were to yell at him or if, I don't know, like he's like a creature of habit. So if he hasn't...
This is just a thing I'm thinking of like right now. Like what if you were to make like a placard around his neck that said, I'm autistic?
Yeah, I've seen people...
Be quiet or something. Like be nice, just... Don't yell at me. Be nice. I'm autistic. Just for the plane ride, obviously. You don't want to like start putting a scarlet letter on all these people. Yeah. You know?
But I've seen that done. And I remember in the past, I've told people around him from the very beginning. I just kind of make a little announcement.
Yeah.
Hey, this is my son. He's severely autistic. I'm going to do the best we can. But try to be reasonable, and then I smile really big. Like, I don't know what to do. You got to tell him, like, yeah.
If he kicks that's so awesome.
20 minutes or whatever, I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, if you – even if you came to the conclusion that that person had autism, you know, and you were another passenger, you'd still be like, oh, God.
Right.
And you'd be but if somebody stood up before and was like, hey, I'm trying my best, that would buy you so much leeway.
Well, it kind of puts it on them because then they're being a jerk. If not,
totally. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Like, hey, listen, guys, I tried this guy in seat 2B. He's just being a jerk. I'm sorry. I don't know why he's so upset at me. My son's not choosing to be autistic. But it was good. It was long. It was just really good. And, this kind of brings us to our... trying to get along with people, and it kind of brings us to our topic du jour. I think that I don't think we've done this one before. We're talking about the holidays and spending time with family, and it was interesting. You know, I have two adult brothers that are in their 30s now or 40s maybe, and you know, everybody has a different parenting style, and so you know, within our family, there's one of the guys is more lax, and there's different styles. Some people are more lax, and then one of the brothers is very, very, very stern. And now there's trade-offs, because the stern guy, you think, oh, he's being, but those kids behave really well too. So it's like, I understand his point of view, but the lax guy understands his point of view too. So they're just kids. Just let them out. They're just going to be kids. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I have my own style with my son too, where I feel like he's also on vacation, and he has a hard time with his, he gets excited, he jumps around. Now, he jumps around, always wearing sweatpants, and if they don't fit exactly right, on the second or third jump, they're coming down and everybody's seeing his big hairy butt. So then you have a conversation with my brother, you know, about, hey, he needs to keep his pants up. I've got little girls here. And then, you know, I've been like, I know, it's just nudity. It's not sexual. So, you know, you have these little family discussions that, because your siblings often bring up older discussions that were, you know, turning quickly into, yeah, well, you never picked me for whatever. It just can degenerate real quick. So it was interesting. I was thinking about that. It's just an interesting time, you know?
I love that your family met in Germany for Christmas. No one's from Germany.
No, nobody's from Germany. They like to travel. Everybody likes to travel. So
that's interesting that they were like, was the lax one was okay. He understood what was going on, and the stern one was angry.
No, it was actually the lax one who was like, that was the funny part, that he was like, he's like kind of, I feel like a little bit more lax with his kids, but on the subject of nudity, he's really concerned about, you know, his young daughters. I felt like it's just the human body, you know, and it's family, and, you know.
It's zero sexual.
Yeah, it's not sexual at all.
And it's not his fault. Like,
and
he's,
it's not an erection, and it's not, you know, so. And, but I think part of the thing is I'm so desensitized to it. I'm like, listen, he has a shirt on. It's covering a lot of it, and he has some pants on. So we're making progress, but. From his point of view, he's not seeing it, you know, as often. So I felt like, hey, the football game's on. I just want to sit down. I don't want to, you know. And the thing is, there's limited options. You know, you got five, six sets of sweatpants. It's like, all right, we'll try to find the ones that are a little bit tighter, you know, because, you know, anyway. What we did is we found shorts. I forgot I brought some shorts that were a little bit tighter. And so, but it was just interesting. It made me think, even like in a family where everybody gets along and very understanding towards my son, like you still have disagreements on the semantics of, you know, the little minutia.
Yeah. 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 It's a bizarre thing. And it, do you find that they're stressed out? Do you think that they like, oh God, Kirk's coming with his autistic son again?
Well, I don't know. That's because then you think like it's because as and then you get your feelings hurt, you know, you, I mean me, where you're like, oh, it's a package deal. It's still my son and I want him to come. And so then you're like, you know, my sister who was hosting it, she's super, super, super type A. So what that translated to and was like, she for like 3 months is like, okay, let's make sure he has a good time. What do we need? So like when we got there, she'd already bought him razors and like a giant box of wipes. And she's like, he needs to be in this room in the basement because there's no exposed pipes because he breaks pipes. So like,
oh my God.
She'd planned it out really well.
Good for her.
So it was really, really cool. It could have been, yeah. And so like it was the most like soundproof part of the house. And like she really thought of that well. It was really great. Because like in Europe, you know this, but some of the, I think they just in Canada too. Sometimes they'll do like the piping, the water pipes outside the walls, which is not good for, yeah, if he likes to break stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
So I think it's interesting that just the dynamics of family, just, you know, or even, yeah. How about you? I'm sure your parents have had issues with your own family where it's like, you just disagree about what to do, you know?
So. Yeah, I mean, we're sort of, I would say that the biggest thing that happened was, that I've noticed, is that, and it's crept up in the past, is that they micromanage him, and they just can't turn it off, and he's an adult now, and he just can't, it's like, he's not eating, it's just everything he does, and yes, he needs help with a lot of stuff, but sometimes it's better just to let the little stuff go, let him hold the fork wrong, let him grab the wrong spatula. Let him grab margarine instead of butter.
I don't think that's like an autism thing. I think that's a parenting thing I'm going through with my daughter, where it's hard.
I think parenting ends. Yes, I think it is, but I think it's amplified when it's autism.
Yeah, that's
involved
true.
Because the parent is like, "Oh my God, okay, I have to make sure everything is okay and perfect." And you would never go. To me, if I grab the wrong spatula, I don't know if my mom would say anything, or you know, or you just he is still a human being, and someone is nattering at him every time he lifts a finger, and it's driving him crazy.
Right,
it's really driving him crazy, and it makes him tune out the big things. Like I noticed that it's like, hey, you know, we went to go work out, and. So he takes me to work out, and I, you know, he's been telling me that he's been working out. Yeah, so it's just like so I went to go work out with Peter, and you know, he'd been talking about working out for a year now, and saying stuff like, "Oh, you know, I'm working out for like 2 hours at a time. I do an hour on the, you know, 30 minutes on the treadmill, and then I work out for 30 more minutes, and then 30 more minutes on another machine." So like. You know, an hour and a half total. And I was like, whoa. So I went to go work out with him. And he does 30 minutes on the treadmill, but he doesn't understand time. He understands 30 minutes on a treadmill because there's an actual timer.
Right.
So it counts down. But he has no concept of time. So he thought that every time he did a rep, that was a minute. So he did like 30 reps on like the bench press machine at like the lowest weight. Okay. He did that 30 times, and in his brain, he's like, that's 30 minutes. Okay. And then he did like pull downs, and he did 30 of those on the lowest weight. He's like, 30 minutes. And I'm like, okay, that's great, Peter. I'm really proud of you. But, you know, you got to, you know, in working out, if you don't know about working out, you should do stuff three times. You should do three sets of as much as you can do, basically. So, I was trying to give him advice, you know, and teach him the proper technique too, so he doesn't like hurt his back and stuff. And he's like, "I've had it with being told what to do, Graham. I can't take any more advice." And I really had to work on him for like half an hour and be like, talk him down and explain why it's good to get advice and why you need advice. Just for this, only sometimes. And I had to, you know, because my parents are like, every little thing he does is wrong, and there's a right way to do it, and he's doing it wrong. And even if they're right, which they are, he tunes it out. Like, he's an adult. Can you imagine? It doesn't matter. Even though he's autistic, he still has the same human feelings of how annoying is that? I mean, and my parents, they are around him all the time, and they start treating other people like that in their sphere of friends and me, because they don't, you know, they're so used to being like that. My mom especially, she's like her work was like a project manager. So she's like that type of personality. So it's like every little thing, because of Peter, every time she talks to anybody else, she's like, you should do this, you should do this. It's like, and I'm like, Mom, I mean, I had to be at one point. I mean, I was home for a while. I was working in Ottawa too, doing stand-up shows there, and the week before Christmas, and you know, and then I like stayed for New Year. I was there for a while, like almost 3 weeks, and by the end, I was 17 again. I was a 17-year-old boy, and I was like, "Mom, stop micromanaging me!" And it's because she's dealing with Peter. Like, it's not her fault, you know. She's just trying to make sure she's being the best parent she can, and it's tough to find a balance. And I have to talk to her, because sometimes it's good to have a fresh perspective on something, you know, and be like, "Mom, I can see this from afar. You know, you just let the little things go with Peter. Let the spatula go, because he's tuning out everything, including the big things that he needs to know that you're giving him." Yeah. So anyway, I taught Peter how to work out, and he's getting ripped. he's really awesome. He'll like go to like people, strangers at the gym. He's got like a little gym in his condo building, and he'll like apartment building, and he'll be like, "Feel these," and he'll pull back his like shirt. He works out in jeans and a Spider-Man t-shirt, and he's like, "Feel these," like showing them his muscles, his arm muscles to strangers, and they're like, "Oh, great!" People figure it out right away, you know. And they're like, "Oh, good for you! These are really good muscles." He's like, "Thank you."
Everybody needs a little positive encouragement.
Yeah. He knows everybody in the, you know, he knows a lot of the people too. And like, "Oh, that's that guy," you know. And it's pretty sweet. He's awesome. He's doing great. We went to go take him to Star Wars. That's becoming a tradition. That's every time there's a new Star Wars movie.
Seamless transition during the news.
We are a professional outfit here at Autastic. And every time we do something slightly professional, we like to point it out and nullify.
Like true professionals do.
Yeah, nullify any professionality that we've... so anyway, it's the past two Christmases, they've come up with a new Star Wars movie. And if you're new to the show, my brother is bananas for Star Wars. He loves Star Wars. But like a lot of people with autism... change is hard, and he was told that the saga was complete with the first six Star Wars, and these last two are fudging that whole thing up for him. His whole world is crumbling, but he loves Star Wars, so he's got a real conflict here between the dark side and the good side, if you will. And we take him to these things, and I guarantee he would not go if it weren't for me. He'd be like, "Nah, the saga is complete. They can do what they want to do, but I know the saga is complete." And so, but I'm excited. I love Star Wars. I mean, I don't know if you guys have gone on the Facebook page and seen the pictures of his collection and everything, or on my Instagram or Facebook, I posted it too, of his collection of Star Wars stuff.
Well, you did an interview after you took him to Star Wars this time, right?
Yeah. I took him. My point being is, I love Star Wars. I buy him all these toys, and I take him to the movies basically because I love Star Wars, and I want an excuse to buy toys and go to the movies. And I took him to Star Wars last year. We interviewed him before and after, and this one we interviewed him after seeing Star Wars. It's a typical Peter review of the film. There are some spoiler alerts if you haven't seen Rogue One. But I think it should be fine. We're well into January.
If you haven't seen it, you need to fast forward 2 minutes. I think it's a 2-minute interview.
Yep.
So let's roll it. Here's the interview, Graham K. and Peter K.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we just saw my dad Peter and I just saw Star Wars. My mom, her back was sore from cooking, baking stuff, and she got grumpy and didn't come. So Peter, what did you think of the newest Star Wars?
It was great, but I think there were some parts I didn't understand, but it was nice to see the characters from the original ones, like the Stormtroopers, even Darth Vader, especially the X-Wing fighters.
Yeah. Are they your favorite, the X-Wing fighters?
Well, they seem to be my favorite, but I've also enjoyed the Millennium Falcon as well.
And were there parts that you didn't like?
I think all the parts were okay, but I think some would have been a little bit confusing.
Okay, that's fair. And was it confusing because it wasn't part of the saga? You always were upset because you felt the saga was complete, and then they started making new movies, right?
Well, not very upset. It's just that when the original six first got made, I would have thought the original saga got completed.
Yeah, well, I guess sometimes they change. And did you think it was worthwhile? Are you glad you watched it?
Well, it was okay to see in theater, but I don't feel like owning. I just want to feel happy with owning the original six only.
Right, right.
Because okay. that seems to have been enough for me.
Right. Okay. Well, would you recommend this movie?
What do you mean, recommend?
Like, would you tell somebody, would you say that it's a good movie to see for other Star Wars fans?
Well, I guess it can be okay for other Star Wars fans to see and then own if they want to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But not for me. I like to own the original six only.
That's fair. That's fair. Did you like seeing Princess Leia at the end?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. All right, Pete. Anything else you want to say to people out there?
I think I've said enough.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks very much.
Well, that was it.
That was it. That typical Peter.
Well, they're fine. Those...
I think I've talked enough. I think I've talked enough.
I like how I've talked enough.
We're just prattling on forever, and he's like, "Nah, I talked a minute and a half. I've talked enough."
Yeah, Peter's like a man's man. He's an old school guy.
He's like, "That's enough. We've talked.
That's enough talking.
Let's get to working out. Have you felt these?
Let's get to working out.
Have you felt these? Because
babes out there,
you got these guns.
Yeah. So that's that.
So we did it. That was that's another episode, guys. We did our thank you so much for everybody who's tuned in. Please take a second to share this podcast with your friends. You can tag your friends at Facebook or Insta or wherever, and like us on Facebook. We have our own Autastic podcast page, and like Graham K Comedy, Kirk Smith Comedy, Insta, Facebook. What am I forgetting, Graham? Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
Snapchat.
Yeah. Just, and if you want to donate to us, we would really appreciate it. It helps us keep us going with all the fees and stuff it takes to run a podcast and time and blah, 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 whatever. It is www.patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic. And that does help us a lot. You can donate like a buck a week. And that's the best. But if you can't, that's cool too. We love you either way. Just keep listening. Tell your friends. Also, we apologize for the sound quality this episode. I'm in Canada. He's in California. There was construction and dogs barking in California, and that's the way it goes sometimes in the autistic universe. I'm sure you guys can deal with it. We appreciate you listening.
We love you guys. You can do it.
Yeah.